The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do? Yes! Yes! They want. Jalen, we have so much to discuss, but we have to start with the Los Angeles Lakers. They went up against the Clippers yesterday, and they didn't just not win. They didn't look great.
They got waxed.
They didn't look great. Anthony Davis got hurt. Jalen, how do you feel about the state of the Lakers right now as we head to the playoffs?
The state of the Lakers is they're literally limping towards the end of the season. Couple of injuries, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Dennis Schroeder's been out of the lineup for COVID protocols. They're in grave danger, Jacoby, of legitimately finding themselves a part of the play-in.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Mavs have distinguished themselves. I think they are going to probably be the fifth seed. This was a great win by the Clippers to continue to further the Lakers' despair. And I'm telling you, family.
What?
I'm telling you, family. If the Lakers are involved in the play-in, they will not win this year's championship.
No, say it again, because I want to make sure that we have this on video and audio recording. Say it again. Get your bat and say it again, because you're wrong. Okay. You're wrong. Okay. Go ahead, say it.
If the Lakers are a part of this year's playoff scenario,
Play-in scenario.
If the Lakers are a part of this year's play-in scenario, they will not win the title.
Okay. Let me explain why you're wrong for a bunch of reasons. Number one.
Whoa.
Number one.
Wow.
Anthony Davis is fine.
Okay.
LeBron James is coming back.
Oh, he's fine.
Yes, he's fine.
That's what you see?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's exactly what I saw.
Got it.
You know him. He falls down a lot.
Got it.
And I don't know if you know this, but there's a history with LeBron James and the NBA Finals. And he has made it 9 out of the last 10 years. So we've done this show for 10 years. 9 times LeBron James has been in the finals. So you're going to say LeBron Raymond James Sr. is not going to be in the finals this year. Go ahead and say it again into a microphone.
Here's why I'm saying that. Yes, I'll say it again. If the Lakers are a part of the play-in, they will not win the title.
The Jazz going to beat them. The Suns going to beat them.
Here's why, Jacoby. This is why you take the field. Because they have no room for error. It ain't that Anthony Davis got injured. It's how he got injured. That's your margin of error. You get into the play-in, Jacoby, and all of a sudden, Anthony Davis hurts his ankle. They lose.
Then they win the next one.
That's how this works. And again, I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm picking the Phoenix Suns in a 7-game series against the Lakers. I'm not.
That's basically what you're saying.
If they're healthy, I'm not.
They're going to be healthy. You're going to bet against LeBron going to the finals. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
We've been doing the show for 10 years. Yes. 9 out of those 10 years, he's been in the finals. The only time he wasn't was when he was injured, and he's not injured.
That's a great point. You're handsome. You're intelligent. You're well-read.
Thank you.
But I'm going to tell you something.
I don't read that
much. There's no room for error when you're a part of the play-in. When the last time a 7 seed won a championship? Thank you.
They're not a 7 seed yet. They might be an 8 seed. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Well, Jalen, that is the Lakers in the West.
Mm-hmm.
We also disagree about a team in the East. The Brooklyn Nets, they went up against the Mavs and didn't look great for Kevin Durant. Seemed like Luka got the best of him on the offensive end time and time again. What do you think about the Mavs Nets last night?
I think that Luka continues to elevate himself not only into superstardom, but being the elite player that has to literally carry his franchise for them to be successful on a nightly basis and in the postseason. Each night when I'm watching them play, it's like, if this was the park and you were going to pick players, like last night, you'll pick a few of the Nets before you pick somebody from the Mavs if you were at the park. You saw Kyrie last night, right?
45.
You see Kyrie?
45.
Was he outstanding? Was he
amazing?
Was he dynamic?
Amazing.
Between the legs, behind the back, finished. Nobody could
finish
that
everywhere.
Guy. That's what a Harlem Globetrotter would look like playing in the NBA. It's outstanding. And I know James Harden is going to eventually come back. I know that it is. But I appreciate chemistry. I respect the bigs in the East, like Bam, like Giannis, like Embiid. I respect the journey. And I'm also telling you, David Jacoby, this is not the year for your Nets.
Okay. First of all,
this is not the year for your Nets. And by the way, I got to just say this. I'm no fool. I work in television. If it was up to Jalen, I would love to see AD, LeBron, the big three of the of Brooklyn Nets in the finals. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. But if they don't get the number one seed, which they're not, if they don't get the number two seed, which they're probably not, your Nets and your pick is going to come up lame this year.
There's no difference between the two and the three seed in the East because they play each other in the second round. So that's fine. Okay. But what I'm telling you is, Jay, you do this time and time again. You did it with the West, and now you're doing it with the East. It's like you forgot. The talent wins seven-game series. They just do. And while Luka looked great, he needs more help.
He does. He needs more
Kyrie people. Looked great. He has more people. James Harden said that he's very confident that he'll be available for the playoffs. Now, Mr. Rose, when we have James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant on the floor at the same time, you're going to pick against this team in a seven-game series. Go ahead and do it into a microphone right now.
So you have to teach me something. You have to teach me how to bet the field. Does that mean each series I pick against them?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
That means every series I'm picking against them.
Would you pick against them in a series against the Heat?
If I'm taking the field, that's why I'm asking your advice. If I'm taking the field, that means whoever they play, I have to pick against them, right?
Pretty much.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, you know what? Okay. I'm going to pick them in every series. Okay. And it's going to be the Nets and the Lakers in the finals. We're going to play this show back to you when it's the Nets and the Lakers in the finals. What? You're betting against LeBron James. You're betting against Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden on the same team. You're a very smart basketball mind, which is why I'm so confounded by you deciding that the Brooklyn Nets are not going to come out of the East.
I'll tell you a couple of reasons. Don't underestimate chemistry. And when you put Kyrie Irving's numbers up there, you know what didn't have, what you didn't put up there? Assists. And when their big three comes back, you know what they're going to be doing? Taking turns. And that's great. You can take turns when you got these offensive weapons that are so outstanding. But I respect the journey. I appreciate chemistry. I think they're going to have trouble defending powerful bigs. And therefore, that's going to ultimately be their downfall.
Jalen, you're right. They are going to have trouble defending powerful bigs. You're absolutely right. It's a great point, Jalen. But do you think the other team's going to have trouble defending, I don't know, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant? You think maybe that could possibly be a scenario, too?
One ball.
Yeah, and it's going to be in one of their hands every single possession. Because they're, you know what? Giannis has to sit in the bench for a little bit.
No, he don't.
Yeah, Embiid has to sit in the bench for a little bit. Like, they always have two of the top 12 players in the NBA on the floor. They're going to win the East, just like the Lakers are going to win the West. What don't you see is my question. What don't you see about this?
I don't see them playing together. I've only seen it seven times.
All right, we're going to see
it
in the first round. You're going to change your pick. I promise you, you're going to pick the Nets over the Bucks in the second round. I promise you're going to do that. I'm here already. I look forward to you joining me in about 4 weeks. I look forward to that. I also look forward to the Tokyo Olympics.
Love when I'm wrong.
I know you're wrong already. It hasn't even happened yet. You're already wrong. I also look forward to the Tokyo Olympics. And the Tokyo Olympics, they've just sort of reiterated a rule that they've had for a long time that during the Olympics is not a time for making political statements, including any Black Lives Matter apparel will not be allowed by athletes. Jalen Rose, how do you see this playing out in real time when it comes time for the Olympics?
Why y'all got to single us out? You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all got to single us out?
This is global.
Right?
Yeah.
This is an international Olympics, right? Why do you specifically have to acknowledge that the Black Lives Matter portion of it will not be tolerated? Why? Is because that's a huge stage. And since the beginning of time, look back to Tommy Smith and John Carlos, late 60s. They did the exact same thing. And they were ostracized from society. And think about what they put their hand in the, they put their fist in the air for. They were basically acknowledging, we are not free and equal in our own country. But because I'm a talented athlete, my country allows me to compete and represent them. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about your well-being. I don't care about what you have to say. Just entertain me. And so they can continue to highlight this rule, but at some point, with so much happening across the globe, there will be individuals that use that stage in order to express themselves outside of just the score of a game.
This is going to backfire. Go ahead and tell the athletes that they don't have a voice. Go ahead, tell them they're not allowed to be political, that they're not allowed to support Black Lives Matter. Go ahead and tell them that, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to do it.
Correct.
One way or the other. It might not be a shirt, but it'll be a statement. It might not be a fist in the air, but it'll be words out of their mouth. It's going to happen, and I think that this sort of reiteration of them supporting this archaic rule is going to backfire on them. They'll see it twofold.
Do you know how much athletes get paid in the Olympics?
$0.
Boom. Say that again.
$0, zero cents. Okay, cool.
So you're not paying me, right? And I still can't have an opinion. This is going to backfire. You're exactly right.
It is time for Sophomore Boss Move. Look, I'll say it out loud. No one else wants to admit it. I have no idea which one is Jake Paul, which one is Logan Paul. But one of them is fighting Floyd Mayweather, but it wasn't the one who's fighting Floyd Mayweather that took his hat during the press conference and ran away. Jalen Anthony Rose, soft move or boss move, taking someone's hat and then running away with it.
This is a soft move. Because back in the day, when you had beef on the playground, you put something on your shoulder and say, I dare you to knock it off. I dare you to knock it off. Same with the hat. You hit their hat, that's automatic beef. For me, they're just trying to sell the fight. The person that Floyd's fighting isn't the person that stole his hat.
Yeah.
And so again, like, how about we've made the Paul family rich?
We have.
How about that?
We have. Good for them.
We've made the Paul family rich. But if you take somebody's hat, that's beef.
And you know,
and I see Floyd went after him.
Because Floyd looks like Floyd hasn't had a cut in a long time.
That was staged.
Looks like Floyd hasn't had a cut in a long time.
Can I tell everybody a secret?
What?
Let me tell everybody a secret.
What's that?
You can't get close to Floyd Mayweather. You cannot get close to Floyd Mayweather.
It's so disrespectful to take somebody's hat.
If you're going to get close, if you're going to get,
I got your hat. Look at the cardboard in your hat and everything. Let's go to break.
Big doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting in the Eastern Conference with the Celtics taking on the Bulls. And then, huge game at 10 p.m. It's essentially a playoff game to stay out of the play-in tournament between the Lakers and the Blazers. Big doubleheader tonight on ESPN.
Such a doubleheader, dog. I'm here at 2. I'm going to be done at 1 a.m. And you know I'm going to get crisp for those doubleheader games tonight. Crisp.
Good for you. Coming to you live from the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is.
Thank you.
Keep it moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with, another huge triple-double from Russell Westbrook. Guess we won't even talk about it.
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, he had 13 points, 17 rebounds, and 17 assists in a basketball game.
I want to just make sure everybody understands something. Enjoy what you're seeing from Brody, because we'll never see this again.
Never?
Never. And here's why. His ability to playmake at his size is as well as we've seen in the history of the game. He's led the league in scoring. He's led the league in assists. But the game-changing thing that his speed and athleticism allows him to do is grab rebounds.
It's crazy.
It's grab rebounds.
17 rebounds. You know how many centers had 17 rebounds yesterday? None.
There you go.
He's the only one.
There you go.
Jalen, you know what? They put a topic about the Detroit Lions in the rundown. Keep it moving. Keep it moving on the Lions. We got to keep it moving. No one cares about the Lions except for you, dog.
Confidence.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Keep
man.
It moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Steph Curry had a big night last night in a game against the Thunder. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
I'll say hit the brakes really quick.
Okay. Why do you say that, sir?
When LeBron James speaks into a microphone about not liking to play in, I want to introduce him to a couple of people. LaMelo Ball, Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, Steph Curry, Dame Lillard.
Yes.
This is why we're excited about the play-in. And last but not least, LeBron and AD.
Well, whether or not they're in the play-in tournament, they're going to be watching the play-in tournament. If you really don't like LeBron, don't watch, because everybody that loves the NBA is going to be watching this. The ratings are going to be out of control, and I can't wait for the play-in tournament this year. Moving on. Jalen. There's a young man in Brooklyn, New York that did something amazing
hit the brakes
with his parents' Amazon account. This gentleman, he is
4 years old. And he's got, there he is right there. He loves SpongeBob. He loves SpongeBob popsicles. So he took his parents' Amazon account and ordered $3,000 of SpongeBob popsicles. Jalen Anthony Rose, what would you do if your child ordered $3,000 worth of popsicles to the
Christmas? Well, I know what would happen to me if I did that. I would have got a whooping with a belt. Mm-mm. Old school style.
Well, the opposite happened here. His parents started a GoFundMe to get the money back, and they raised more than the $3,000, and they're putting the extra money towards his education. Shout out to this kid.
Shout to that young, handsome king and entrepreneur.
Love this kid. Moving on, we have some sad news about Albert. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
You know what? Hit the brakes for this. I want to make sure we celebrate King Albert.
Albert Pujols has been with the Angels a long time. With the Angels no more, has essentially been waived. How do you feel about that?
I feel that his years in St. Louis in particular propelled him to Hall of Fame status.
Oh, he's going.
Right? Not only at being a champion, but like hitting for power and average at that size. See, usually the guys his size would hit for power, but not necessarily hit for average. He was different because he was doing both. And then when he got the 10-year contract with the Angels, it was great for him and great for the game, but it wasn't necessarily great for the team. Mm. And there's two different Alberts. There's one with the Cardinals for 11 years, and there's one with the Angels.
Big difference.
For 10 years. Big time difference.
Jalen, you remember now that collegiate athletes can get paid from endorsements. Well, guess what? The state of Georgia has a new law where 75% of the money that these athletes make from endorsements can go back to the school to be redistributed. How do you feel about that?
There's a reason why people tell you to shut up and dribble and stick to sports, because they understand the power and the influence that athletes have. This is no different than the topic we just had about the Olympics and trying to muzzle their players. So let me get this right. In particular, football players and or basketball players, that money funds the entire athletic program, first off, for the most part, in most cases. So second, those same players get the opportunity to go get endorsement, do appearance or whatever.
Outside of the school.
Outside of the school, just me being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get that money and you're going to take 75 cents on the dollar.
75 cents on the dollar. So if I get $1,000 from Nike, I have to give up 750 of those dollars back to the school. That, to me, is oppressive and ridiculous. And do you know what that does?
It's not going
to
help them.
It makes people not want to play collegiate athletics in Georgia.
No, this doesn't help Kirby Smart. This does not help Tom Green.
No, not at all. If you have an option to play at Texas or Georgia, given this information, which school are you going to choose?
It's a no-brainer. The one with no state taxes also.
Do you know who always wins somehow? Alabama. Alabama always wins. Somehow, Alabama won this too. Moving on, we have some movie news, Jalen Rose.
What's that?
You're an actor, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen your
movie. Thespian.
Yeah, thespian. They're casting a new Superman, and they're looking for a black Superman. Jalen, are you going to put yourself in the running for black Superman?
I'm available.
Superman? Look at you. Don't you look good in the suit?
I got my shirt off, weight and everything. Hit the brakes on this one. Look at my hair. I look so handsome. I need that. I need that.
You don't look handsome.
Say, can I let my hair grow
you
like that?
You do not look handsome.
I just need Above the Law and my guy Hush to do the soundtrack. It was once said by an old low G. Always try to come up. Yeah, and that's a G. Like Superman.
Jalen.
That's got to be the theme song.
We have one final topic that involves this program. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Yeah, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one. We have to give a shout out to someone who's been part of our family here on the Jalen Jacoby staff, Andrea Masenda. She has moved on, not from ESPN, but to another show with respected hosts that prepare real journalists and a real staff and a real budget. How do you feel about that, Ms. Rose?
Congratulations, Andrea. We appreciate your contributions to the show, to the cause, making us better each day on television and on our podcast. We're forever grateful for your influence.
Appreciate you so much, Andrea. Moving on, Jalen. We have a very special Mother's Day tribute coming up right after a very short break. Don't change the channel. Stay tuned.
Got to give the people. know, when they ask what's your name, well, my name is Jalen, you know, like Jalen Rose or after Jalen Rose. I've gotten about 50 different spellings of my name.
Whenever I see Jalen, it was spelled J-A-L-E-N. I'm like, that's the correct way to spell it.
If you have a Y in your name, like you're spelling it totally the wrong way.
It's truly an honor. It definitely has a different level of prestige now that I lost my mom, because she created the name. She gave me a sense of pride in the name that it was gonna propel me to greatness. With her not being here and the name gonna live long beyond both of us, I just want to make sure that people know that Jeannie Rose created that name.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Mother's Day is upon us. You lost your mother this year. She created the name Jalen. There's going to be a piece all weekend long about it. How do you feel right now in this moment?
I'm grateful to Pablo and Team ESPN for highlighting my mom. This is going to be a really tough weekend for a lot of people, including my family and myself. This has been like the toughest like 15 months of my adult life. And I'm different. And hopefully, having those angels in heaven and having my mother looking down at me to give me like guidance and to give me light, because I'm going to need it. I'm definitely going to need it. So I appreciate the prayers and the well wishes for this really tough weekend.
Big shout to all the mothers around the world. This is your weekend. Make sure you are treated like the queen that you are. We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. on ESPN. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is making exclusive content for our podcast audience. And we start with this, Mr. Rose. There's only 4 or 5 games left in the regular season in the National Basketball Association season.
72 games.
And if I was Stan Van Gundy, I would call Greg Popovich and say, I'll give you a 3rd-round pick if you give me your play-in spot. I feel like the Spurs don't even want it. Pelicans are trying for it. Like, don't you think the Spurs would be like, yeah, fine, have it?
No, because Pop is competitive. And there's nothing more that he would like for Murray and Lonnie Walker and for those guys to be a part of the plan. You already know how this works, and I know how much the Spurs excite you.
They don't.
Every time they won a championship, you were so enthusiastic.
No,
you
never been a Spurs
guy.
You
could not wait to be a guy easy.
Never missed. Love Shea Serrano. He's my favorite Spur. But I'm telling you, like, of all the teams, when you look at the play-in in the West, Dame in Portland, Steph in Golden State, Ja in the Grizzlies.
Holla.
You know what's going to end up happening? Spurs are going to get in.
Yeah.
Watch what happens.
Yeah.
The Spurs are going to end it up at the AC. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And we're all going to be rooting for it not to happen, and it's going to happen.
But one of the things I want to make sure that we highlight about the play-in is that it's not just about the 7 through 10 teams jockeying for positioning. It also forces the middle teams, 4, 5, and 6, to continue to compete because they do not want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it. Because watch Dallas and look at Luka's minutes. They ain't trying to be in it.
No.
They
know they're close too.
They ain't trying to be.
They're only a game up. How many on the trailblazers?
Did they take Luka out yesterday?
No. Yeah, they did. They did, but they did it like the beginning of the fourth quarter for like a minute and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So all play-in opportunities are not created equal. It will not change the fortune of the Spurs. However, if Stan Van Gundy doesn't get his team, at least into the playoffs.
They ain't going to playoffs.
That shortens his rope.
Oh, no. Stan Van Gundy, the Pelicans are not even in the play-in.
That shortens his rope.
It's over.
That shortens his
rope.
Because as we talked about, when the Pelicans go into their offseason, they're going to have to make major changes. And I believe it's going to cost a decision maker in the front office their job.
Yeah, but they always look at Lonzo Ball. I don't know why everyone thinks Lonzo Ball is the problem with the Pelicans. Like, Lonzo Ball is what's right with the Pelicans. Lonzo Ball is a great complementary player for Zion and Ingram. Like, I don't like it's like, oh, Lonzo Ball is going to go to the Bulls. Lonzo Ball is going to go to the Knicks. Like, if we really think that getting rid of Lonzo Ball is going to make the Pelicans better?
I'm going to drill down exactly why what you just spit into a microphone is 1,000,000% accurate. I'm about to tell you why.
Okay.
Number one, he doesn't have to be ball dominant.
No.
That allows Zion to initiate offense.
One of the best things he does is pass. You know what else he does? Play defense. You know what? No one on the Pelicans plays D. Nobody. They don't have rim protection. They don't have anyone to guard a wing or a guard.
Defense, playing off the ball. Here's the third thing. He now.
Say it.
Is a knockdown three-point
I knew that's
shooter.
What you were going to say. No one would have thought it when he got drafted.
He's a knockdown three-point
No one would have thought that. We're only 3 years, 4 years away from him being drafted.
When you're going to bed at night and you're making like 5, 6, 7 threes in a game, you're a shooter.
You're a shooter.
That's just how this works. And so here's what's going to happen with him, though. Not only are they going to try to make drastic changes this offseason, they've already made the wrong moves, so they can't really fix it. Sorry.
The Bledsoe.
And Steven Adams.
Oh, Steven Adams didn't make any sense. You know Steven Adams was my guy, right? When's the last time you heard me celebrate Steven Adams? I'm off
his
you.
Hair, his
I'm off you. I'm off of you. I'm off of you. When's the last time you heard me talk about Lance Stevenson? Dog, Dykeman's coming back. Do you know that? Dykeman's going to come back full strength, full crowd this summer.
Really?
Lance will be at Dykeman.
That's dope.
We going to a game?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
I'll make some phone calls.
Definitely.
We'll get treated VIP.
Absolutely.
Get you right on the court.
No doubt.
You're going to hate it.
No doubt.
You know why you're going to hate it? You're in the crowd at Dykeman. There's no like, oh, he's a celebrity. Let me leave him alone. None of that.
No, it's none of that.
You're going to be in 4,000 pictures, signing all the autographs. People are going to be FaceTiming their friends with you. You're going to have to talk to someone's uncle on FaceTime all game long. You're not going to see a single minute of the game. We're going anyway.
I'm just so happy the thought to be around human beings at a basketball event like
and not
that.
Be scared.
And not be scared. I'll take it, Jacoby. I got vaccinated. I'll do that.
I was running across the bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, not the Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge got tourists on it and stuff. I'm running across the Manhattan Bridge, not a person in sight. No one behind me, no one in front of me for yards. And I'm wearing a mask. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing?
Yeah,
Why am I doing this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's no one around. Yeah. I can't even see a person, let alone give them my COVID droplets.
Yes.
Or take them in. I can't even see a person. I'm so like trained to wear a mask. That's just what I do. It's going to take like 6 months to beat this out of me.
Well, this is going to be, I think it's going to take you 12 months.
Oh, it's going to be years.
Yeah.
Every time I get on a plane, I'm going to wear a mask for the rest of my life.
And by the way, I can't front. There were people before the pandemic that I saw wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like many people, we snickered.
I would giggle at them.
We snickered.
I would giggle.
Ha, 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 ha.
What are you scared of?
They were smart.
Yeah.
They were smart.
Jalen?
Yes, sir.
Dame Lillard?
Dollar.
Doesn't mince words.
No.
Very mature.
Yes.
Doesn't pop off. He said that Kevin Durant, when healthy, is the NBA's best player. I see your eyes. You're going through the Rolodex in your head.
I am.
You're thinking.
I am.
I can see it. You're like, wait a second.
I want to make sure I'm like, leaving somebody
like,
out.
Oh, wait a second.
You ready for this? He right.
Disagree.
You're right. LeBron was the best player in the league through last season.
For like 13 years.
Yeah, but through last season. Like, for real.
Hurt. He's the best player. LeBron's the best player.
No, Doc, let me tell everybody how sports work.
Okay.
They work just like life. What are you doing right now?
Podcast exclusive.
That's how this works.
Just giving the people what they want.
You don't get extra credit for what happened 5 years ago. It doesn't work like that. When you play king of the court, it's who wins right now.
Oh, so who won the championship last year?
LeBron James.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about right now in this moment, who's got the belt around their waist?
He got the belt.
Okay, so he's the best player in the league.
So Anthony Davis got a belt too.
Who's the Finals MVP?
He got a belt too.
Who's the Finals MVP last year?
LeBron James.
Oh, okay. So who's the best player?
KD.
Uh-uh.
I agree with Dave. KD is the best player.
Do you know what LeBron does when he needs to? Plays defense. When he needs to, he can play some D.
Right.
You see the playoffs.
I know. But this is not like... This is respect to LeBron at his age, the years that he's played, that he's still flirting with best player in the game status. Like, that's
remarkable. That he's in the conversation at his age.
Yeah, that's remarkable. You know, it's but Dame is right. If we were going to play an 82-game schedule right now, I would take KD.
You have to factor in the fact that he's... Even Dame said this. Even when Dame said this, what'd he say? When he's healthy. So if we're playing an 82-game schedule, I'll take Jokic. How many games how many games did Jokic miss this year?
None.
I'll probably take, honestly, I'll probably take Giannis because he's also durable.
He
People don't give Giannis credit for being durable. There's not too many seven-footers that have that kind of athleticism that don't end up like Porzingis.
Correct.
Porzingis played last night?
Well said. Good point. That's a good point, yo.
Like, there's not too many people over seven feet tall. Like, your body's not supposed to be.
Correct.
That have athleticism like that.
Correct.
Like, you can be Jokic and be durable because he doesn't jump or cut.
Exactly. Good
you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
But Giannis, I think Giannis is not getting enough credit for his durability, his consistency. He should be much more in the MVP conversation than he is.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
The Bucks are going to finish with a better record than the Sixers.
No, that's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. Okay, let's just say it right now.
Okay.
The Bucks are three games behind the Sixers with five games left.
They're not. Not going to be able to do it.
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. The Bucks are going to be second. The Bucks are going to be second.
Okay, they're half a game behind the Nets right now. I can see that happening.
And what's going to happen? Mark my words.
Two and three don't matter.
Mark my words. When the Bucks finish second, people are going to start looking at the landscape of the season. And then they're really going to do a comparison between Joel Embiid this year and Giannis this year. And you know what they're going to realize? Giannis's numbers are better.
Yeah, they are. That's a realization people are going to come to?
Yeah.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about your MVP vote. Because we know who's number one. Jokic already, he sold up the MVP like 2 weeks ago.
Yup.
But you're going to have to make some decisions at 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yup.
You're going to have to make some real decisions. You don't have to do it today.
Yep.
But if you had to do it right now, I'm putting you on the spot. Okay. You're going to leave somebody out. That's what we do every time we do a podcast.
Yep.
2, 3, 4, 5 are not easy decisions. Let me put some names out there for you. Here's who's going to fill the spots, but where do you put them? Giannis got to fill a spot. CP3 got to fill a spot. And B got to fill a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a choice between Randall.
I can't stand you.
You don't think Randall's in the conversation?
I'm just saying.
You don't think he's in the conversation?
I wish y'all could see how he's looking at me. He's really upset.
Randall? Dame?
Not Dame.
So
here's what my five...
In order
are going to be.
I'm listening.
At number five...
We're going to go reverse order?
At number five, we have...
Julius Randle.
The governor of New York State.
Julius Randle.
Julius!
Yes, yes, yes.
Randle!
Just the idea that someone wearing a Knickerbocker uniform gets an MVP vote, whether it is literally the lowest MVP vote you could possibly get, and you might only get like five, but the idea that someone wearing a Knicks uniform is going to get it, how many Nets are on your list?
Nobody.
No Nets.
At number four, we have the point guard.
Number four?
CP3.
Oh, you messed up.
You messed up.
You're putting Embiid before CP3. Take it back. Can I make a case?
Yes.
All right. So, you know the Phoenix Suns are one game behind Utah for the best record in the National Basketball Association.
We got the Jazz.
The best record in the National Basketball Association. Not the conference. In the league. And the Suns last year didn't make the playoffs.
Correct.
Barely got invited to the bubble.
You know what, David Jacoby?
The
one thing about me, when the information changes and I get enlightened, I consider all of the things that have been fed to me, and you're right.
Thank you.
I'm going to say something I don't often say. You're right.
Making history today, Jalen.
You're right. At five, Julius Randle! The governor of New York State. Como who? Like
como,
Michael who? Como que? Como who?
Como se dice?
At number four, we have Joel Embiid.
So now you got to decide between Giannis and CP3 for the three spot.
At number three, we have Chris Paul.
Okay, I can see
the point guard.
I can see it.
The point guard at number three for all of the reasons Jacoby just mentioned. And at number two, we have the god from Greece, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and number one.
Benchmark five.
He's number one in our hearts.
Not anymore.
He's number one at Jalen and Jacoby. Until Jacoby jumps off the bandwagon.
Facundo Campazzo.
He ain't even got the MVP trophy, and Jacoby already kicked the Joker to the curb. He will get my number one spot. He will win MVP this year. And you ready for this? He deserve it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to play in Denver and to win MVP, and your team doesn't have the best record in either conference. By the way, their record is worse this year than it was the last 2 years. Just think about that for a second.
Huh.
Their record is worse this year than it was the last 2 years.
Remember Jamal Murray next to the stanchion, holding his leg. It's one of those injuries you could tell from the body language of the people around that it was bad.
Yeah.
When that happened, I was like, oh man, there goes Denver. Guess what? Playing just as well.
They got the Joker.
They got MVP. Facundo Campazzo.
That's your man.
And Michael Porter Jr.
That's your man.
You remember when they drafted Michael Porter Jr.?
Right in this building.
They drafted Michael Porter Jr. and I said to myself, that's a great pick.
Yes.
It was like 15, I want to say.
13, planted a seed.
Yeah. It's just like, you know what? We haven't seen him play. He's got back issues. He's tall. He was the number one.
Rookie year.
This is what everybody says. Number one, coming out of high school. Didn't really play that much in college. We don't really know about him. We're not sure. Denver's like, you know what? We could pick a safe pick or we could take a risk. They took a risk and that's paying off.
Paying off. And by the way, when the Nuggets get to the playoffs, it's going to be about matchups. And other than the Lakers, I don't really see a team with enough versatile bigs to really slow him down. He's going to have his way in the playoffs.
Michael Porter Jr.?
The Joker.
Oh, the Joker, yeah.
He's going to have his way in the playoffs.
Let's talk about MVPs for a second.
Okay.
Giannis, Harden, and Westbrook, KD. You know what I don't see on this list of recent MVPs? Great passers, great teammates. Someone that makes their teammates better, someone that elevates everybody
great
around
point.
Them. You don't see a lot of that with the MVP because it's a lot of people that just look at the box score.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, yep. Well, James Harden averaged 30 points a game, so we got to give it to him.
Great point.
But you don't see a lot of, like, and James Harden had assists, but his assists were just like, I did my thing, now I'm going to lob it to you. Like, Jokic is such an amazing passer that he makes someone like Michael Porter Jr. possible. If Michael Porter Jr. got drafted by a different team or had different teammates, he might not be doing that.
I want to highlight what you just said because that might have gone over a lot of people's head. The only three people that I recall winning MVP that were high assist people are Harden and Russ. Ever.
Ron.
By the way.
Ron.
Ron ain't high figure to me. He not double digit. I mean like double digit.
I'm trying to think Magic.
And Magic.
Magic.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it doesn't happen often. You're exactly right. Usually that player or that skill set isn't necessarily, Steve Nash. You're right.
Yep.
You're right, Demetrius.
Yep.
Steve Nash. He Steve Nash. That's the other.
Yep. That's a good point.
That's a great point.
But you don't see, I think people don't really celebrate passing the way they do scoring. It's not
correct. Correct.
Jokic is doing it all. Man.
Well, you can look at a high school game, a college game, a pro game. When you look at the recap, they're going to have the leading scorer in headlines.
Mm-hmm. Always. Always. And you know why I feel this way, Jalen? Because I don't score.
That's why you love Campazzo, because he always trying to
Last Monday night, I didn't even take a three, dog. I didn't even take a jump shot.
No.
Didn't even take a jump shot.
Oh, man, you're losing your legs, dog. You like Zion out there.
I got nothing, dog. Honestly, like at some point, I realized, I was like, well, if I got an open three, that means I also have an open lane to drive.
Yeah. Go downhill, man. Yeah. Go downhill.
So I saw this online. TikTok video. This young woman was dating a man.
Mm-hmm.
Her man started an online relationship with someone in Baltimore. He moved to Baltimore to be with that woman. You know who was behind all of it? The girlfriend.
Catfished?
She catfished her own boyfriend and made this dude move to Baltimore. That is the boss move of all boss moves.
So let me get this right. Hold on, this is an amazing
We don't know if this is
story.
True, but it's a good story.
This is an amazing story.
I knew I'd get you with this one.
Yeah, I just saw so many places I want to go with this. So let me get this right. You're dating somebody.
Yes.
They catfish you with using someone else from a different city.
Yes.
Not only do you cheat on your mate and fall for the person you're being catfished for.
Yep.
You fall for the person so much.
You move.
That you move.
And the whole time it's your lady.
And she knows the entire time.
Yes.
And so when you're telling her you're going to Baltimore for whatever reason, she also knows that you're lying. Because you come out like, I just got a job offer. You know, I got a great opportunity.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She knows the whole time. I'm only going to be gone a week. She's like, you're not going to be gone a week.
Wow.
Shout out to her. Jalen, I have a friend, and I won't say their name. 90s backpack rap fans know this person's name, but I can't say it into a microphone because I'm going to tell their story. They were in a relationship with a lady. It was getting intense.
I love this show so much.
He didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. So you know what he did?
What?
Proposed. Knowing that she would say no. And then use that as an exit strategy to get out of the relationship. That is a gamble. That is a gamble. Imagine breaking up with somebody by proposing to them. Boss move.
That is a boss move. It rivals that's to chess. Me, and Jada, I think, said this in a song, people going to jail just to get their teeth fixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a boss move right there. If you really think about it, because also, how about this? And it depends on how old they are, but at some point, you hope the relationship is going somewhere and building towards something. And so, in your mind, if you're in the relationship and you don't feel like it's building towards what you hope that it is, that's a boss move exit strategy.
Jalen, we love our phone calls, right? We love our callers. Our callers give us the best content. Everything we do comes from them. But I have a follow-up from my man, Chandler in North Carolina. He's in a relationship North with Carolina. A girlfriend. His girlfriend's best friend has hinted at a threesome, so he doesn't know how to make it happen. You got in your bag that day. I think it was Monday.
I need to just repost
that. You got in your bag that day. You went off for like 25 minutes just giving him advice. This dude's going to be in a threesome thinking about you instead of what he's doing.
You better get that J juice.
Well, he hit me, and I hope he doesn't mind this. Sorry, Channing DeVito. He hit me and said, hey, man, I'm Chandler from North Carolina who called the other day about the threesome. I'm hitting you up about this instead of Jalen because he's probably too Hollywood to respond to my DMs.
I just don't understand.
But I need that Jalen juice recipe and regimen. Hey! Help Chandler out. Big shout to Chandler. Hope you're listening.
Chandler, I'll tell you a secret. It was more effective and efficient to hit Jacoby because he actually understands how to navigate his DMs. Yeah,
Jalen has no idea. You have no idea. You probably got all kinds of business opportunities. Like people trying to give you millions of dollars. Just don't know how
when
to get there.
We go to lunch, I'm going to let you look at my DMs or show me how to do it.
I'll show you. It's easy.
So Chandler, here you go.
Okay, hit him.
Water. It could be room temperature.
Wait, you change the recipe every time. Now there's water?
Absolutely.
All right, you go. Yeah, I mean, you know what? You go.
It could be room temperature. I prefer to use it as tea because you can also have the hot water in a tea bag. Add lemon, add cayenne, and add something that you would put into your tea that's a little sweetener just so it just doesn't taste so very nasty. Now, remember, you're not drinking this because it tastes delicious.
Medicine.
This is medicine. Okay. This is getting you righteous for what's going to happen when you have to step up to the plate and really perform at an elite level. Okay. Now, don't think you're going to just do it that morning. You got to start this now.
He said he wants the regimen and the recipe. What's the regimen?
The regimen is every morning. That's the regimen. And I promise you, you're going to start waking up in the morning and there're going to be other parts of your body that you're like, okay, this is working. This is actually working. It's just going to be you and you're going to be like, this is working. And you're going to hit me way before any of these festivities even take place. And you'll be like, it works. It definitely works.
I need an update from Chandler.
I need an update from Chandler. I'm invested in this.
We are invested in Chandler.
Please never lie to us, Chandler. No. Doesn't work out. No. Just let us know.
Exactly.
Just don't lie to us. Just be real with your uncles.
I promise you, after 3 straight days of taking the Jalen juice, and by the way, this is how it works.
He said taking like it's a pill, medicine.
It is. It's medicine.
He didn't say drinking. He said taking.
There are so many people every morning, every afternoon, every evening. You go to these smoothie shops, right? I walk in every now and then. Hey, you could get this with peanut butter. It does all of that. And you could get this with berries. And it does all of that. That's exactly what I'm giving you. Think about it. Right now, I've been talking about this for 10 years on this show. Right now, you could go somewhere and it's already basically packaged and sold. I need to do it. You could buy cayenne. You could buy the lemon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're selling that already.
All right, I got a proposal for you.
So I might as well do it.
Got a proposal for you.
What up, though?
For some reason, my handle on Instagram is Jacoby Juice. Let's just rebrand it. I got like 100 followers. We can just start it right there.
I like what you did there.
We can start it right there.
I like what you did there.
And one more time, I want to thank Andrea Masenda.
Shout out
for all of the countless hours and the Zoom calls and everything that she's ever done for this program. And now she's going to move on to a respected television program.
Absolutely. And one of the things that a lot of people that don't work in television or radio or podcast don't know is there's a thing called production meetings. And usually that's an opportunity where the entire team gives input about things that are happening that we may decide to discuss on the show. There's so many times that things get said in that meeting that one of us end up saying on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope, because most talent would never do this, just being frank, I just hope that our team and our staff and Andrea knows that we don't take that for granted.
Appreciate you so much, everybody on the show. Appreciate all of our listeners. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. And Sunday is Mother's Day. Make sure you let not just your mom, but all the mothers in your life feel appreciated because they do so much for us. And we'll be back on Monday. Why is that,
Jalen? We're not done.
Anthony Rose.
We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.